The chairman is on the Hill.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is on Capitol Hill right now for the first of two hearings. Twice a year, the Fed chair testifies on monetary policy and tells us all about our economy. This round is shaping up to be a little more heated than usual. Marketplace's Amy Scott's been watching the action and joins us live from New York. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Bill.
What's going on so far?
Well, Bernanke says the downturn appears to be abating, that word we've been hearing a lot of lately.
Yes.
He expects to see a gradual economic recovery next year, picking up in 2011. But he also says unemployment is expected to remain a problem for the next couple of years.
You know, I want to be clear that we have a very long haul here, because even though if the economy begins to turn up in terms of production, unemployment is going to stay high for quite a while, and so it's not going to feel like a really strong economy.
Bernanke also talked about inflation. Because of the weak economy, he doesn't expect prices to rise much for at least the next few years. But he did talk about the Fed's so-called exit strategy if it does become a problem. As you know, the Fed has been pumping money into the system to help prop up the economy, and that can lead to inflation down the road. So Bernanke was very clear that he doesn't intend to let that happen.
Based on Bernanke's recent encounters with Congress, this hearing is not expected to be smooth sailing for him, right?
That's right. He's been under attack for the Fed's role in the takeover of Merrill Lynch by Bank of America, and perhaps for going too far in bailing out some financial institutions. Congressman Ron Paul has also introduced a bill to audit the Fed. So there was a bit of a heated exchange over that idea. Bernanke says the bill is a threat to the Fed's independence. Also, his term expires in January, and it's assumed that he'd like to hold on to his job. So there's perhaps more at stake than usual.
Amy Scott is our New York bureau chief. Amy, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, some better-than-expected earnings have come in this morning. Coke said profits were up 40% or so from last year. Caterpillar actually saw earnings tumble by two-thirds last quarter, but it raised its outlook for the rest of the year. And DuPont and Merck also beat estimates, though, again, profits were down significantly from last year. And I'd say that ambivalence is reflected on Wall Street right now, with the S&P 500 down 0.3%, the NASDAQ down 0.4%, the Dow up 13 points, or about 0.1%. The Dow stands now at 8,861. Asian markets today were generally flat, except for Tokyo's exchange, which was up sharply, and European stocks are up about 1%. Oil prices have topped $65 a barrel. Energy prices have been rising for a week on the corporate profits, but investors are betting the economy's bottomed out. In Washington, D.C. today, there is a piece of history on the auction block. Potential buyers are bidding on the Watergate Hotel. For our younger listeners, there was a burglary there. The reason for the hotel auction is common, a default on a loan, lots of commercial properties going through that. Danielle Carson tells us hotels are the hardest hit of all.
Even trophy properties like the Watergate Hotel aren't immune to the effects of the recession and credit crunch. As many as one in five hotels in the U.S. may default over the next year. The reason?
Business expenses have been cut dramatically. Vacations have been cut dramatically as well. You put those together, it's not a very good outlook for hotels across the country.
Brian Dawson is with the real estate firm Cushman & Wakefield. Overall, commercial real estate foreclosures have shot up across the country. In New Jersey, they're triple what they were last year. Lawrence Yun, chief economist with the National Association of Realtors, says a jittery lending market is making things tough.
Because of the credit crunch, there are very few buyers showing up, and hence many of the distressed properties defaulting.
Analysts say it's going to get worse for the commercial real estate sector when nearly $1.5 trillion of debt comes due in the next few years, especially if lenders aren't willing to refinance the loans. In Washington, I'm Danielle Carson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
California lawmakers and the governor have agreed on a plan to cut the state's $26 billion budget shortfall. Gene Ross is with the California Budget Project. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning.
Is California on the road to having its bonds being upgraded again? That's so important to a government and an economy.
I think that's an excellent question. There are a number of very soft pieces of this agreement. Things that sort of simply move money forward don't solve a real problem. The real questions will be, how do the bond markets respond in the next few days? Do they view this as a quote-unquote real solution to the state's problems? I think that one will take a while to answer.
What are the most significant effects for business?
A lot. I think the cumulative impact of pulling that much money out of the California economy will have an impact on business. Wages that won't be paid to nurses or school teachers, that'll all have an impact on business. In the long term, I think the most significant impact may be the very deep reductions that we've seen in higher education spending. California will be shutting its doors to that education for many young people.
What about California's ability to draw in people from around the country? California has excelled at that for years.
Certainly having California in the news on a daily basis with respect to the dysfunctionality of our government is not a good calling card. I think our colleges and universities historically have been a drawing card. It's what's helped fuel the California dream. Those cutbacks will have an impact. I think they will result in brain drain to other states that are in a better position to maintain education spending. California remains a great place to live. Wouldn't want to be anyplace else, but certainly that dream is a little bit more tarnished today than it was yesterday.
Jean Ross with the California Budget Project, thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. The S&P 500 is down 0.5%. The Dow down just 2 points at 8845. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.